Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Friday, September 8th, 2017. And speaking of the wildfires, the floods in the South are catastrophic and horrendous. It's deeply saddening to see what's happening. And the fires ravaging the North and the West of these United States of America is also deeply saddening. As I said earlier, have you seen, going back, I think it was either Tuesday or Wednesday on the Republic Broadcasting Network Facebook page, the video, and there are a number of them. There are a number of little Twitter videos, for example, floating around that show the satellite imagery of the smoke from the Pacific Northwest area and beyond. It's air pollution is what it is from the fires that are ravaging the Rocky Mountains and beyond, and the entire Pacific Northwest and beyond is suffering under a cloud of air pollution as a result of these wildfires. So we have all of these catastrophes, and the thing that really upsets me the most is I'm not entirely convinced that they are not I mentioned nearly a dozen and a half or so of the fires, many of them the largest fires in Montana right now that are caused by lightning. I'm not entirely convinced that those are natural occurrences of lightning. I want to come back to the Tesla aspect. The documentary that PBS aired back in 2000, the landmark documentary about Tesla, was titled Tesla, Master of Lightning. We have a bunch of science and technology hacks these days just to skip ahead perhaps a little bit. My question is, what kinds of innovation have we seen in the post-Tesla era? And by the way, I mentioned that a number of those fires were around the I didn't say this, but I mean there's all kinds of it's speculative, sure. But the recent solar eclipse, on Monday, August 21st, I've kind of been talking around this issue. The fascination, for example, that these elite esoteric occultists, the Satanists, have with the sun and the moon. Read the externalization of the hierarchy, for example. I was going to read some excerpts of that. I have a real hard time doing that over the air, though. I think it's bad. I don't want to put that kind of badness out over the airwaves. So the eclipse, Monday, August 21st, the recent total solar eclipse, there were a number of fires that were started after that. I mentioned over a dozen of them started by lightning. There was a lot of spraying, some people observed, a lot of upper atmosphere spraying. No, those are not contrails. Nothing that's just air and water fans out and lingers for hours and changes weather patterns. Air and water dissipates. You can see it when you watch a plane flying by at altitude, and that contrail dissipates almost immediately. It's gone. It doesn't fan out and create what I call an ice cream sky. You know that little bit of ice cream that's left in the bottom of your bowl when you eat ice cream, and you can kind of see the bottom of the bowl, but you see it through the ice cream. It's an ice cream sky, in my opinion. So there was an awful lot of spraying on the day of the eclipse. I mean, an inordinate amount. And some folks observed that. There were a number of instances. Well, anyway, people there were comments about that. And then all of a sudden, a number of fires within that week or so. I mentioned a few of them. And again, fires started by lightning with no apparent storm. Just random, bizarre, kind of freak lightning strikes. Certainly no rainstorms. Because we have in these areas with these fires extreme drought conditions. So how does that happen? That's strange, isn't it? Just bizarre, freak lightning strikes after spraying. It'd be interesting to, if we could maybe crowdsource a group, if there's any value and merit to crowdsourcing, truly, if we could, and I'm reminded of Harold Reingold's book, or how Smart Mob's book. Anyway, Howard Reingold, I think, right? Yeah. Back in 2002, speaking of crowdsourcing. Anyway, it'd be interesting if we could crowdsource information and be taking high altitude video of these planes, track the weather patterns subsequent to the spraying, obviously. The CIA recently said maybe we should investigate geoengineering. That's interesting. A nod to basically saying we're going to make it publicly known that we've been doing this for quite some time now. But it would be interesting to track that information just at a grassroots level, crowdsource it and see what happens. See if we could get high altitude video of these planes. There's video floating around, but it's kind of like Bigfoot video and photographs. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. I'm not entirely convinced that what I have seen is not some kind of orchestrated psyop. So it would be interesting to crowdsource that if we're going to crowdsource anything and see what the results of that are. Again, the documentary title on PBS was Tesla Master of Lightning. That was originally released back in 2000, has since been re-aired, and it's floating around all over the place. You can find it in full length on YouTube, for example. And Nikola Tesla believed that the weather could be changed. And we know that the military has done that, but then you watch things like the documentary, for example, alleged experts. Why would they do that? Why would they downplay the manipulation of weather, or the ability to modify weather through this technology when it's been done? That's a fact. Operation Popeye was a real military op. The Naval Warfare Weapons Division declassified information stating that it used weather modification technology to create monsoon type environments to influence Viet Cong troop movements. That's a fact. A number of people remember back in the 70s, as early as the 70s, the ski hills telling people they were seeding the clouds to make it snow on the ski slopes. I remember hearing that back in the 90s. I started skiing when I was 4. I know that that was something that was regularly discussed. I remember hearing about it on a ski hill. We're seeding the clouds so that it'll snow. So why is that downplayed in documentaries like Tesla Master of Lightning? It's a fact. So again, my two head scratchers are, if these things are true, what would lead us to believe or conclude that forces are not conspiring? You look at folks like Maurice Strong, for example. I'll get back to that piece here in a second. What would lead us to believe that forces like the Club of Rome are not conspiring to control and modify the weather within these United States to create or engineer these kinds of catastrophic events. For what purpose? Well, like Maurice Strong said, to rewild the vast heartland of America, about 90%. Remember that map that Dr. Michael Kaufman introduced to this discussion? It was nearly the entire lower 48, the contiguous lower 48 states, 90% of it, pushing people into the major urban centers around the country. That's happened largely because of the subprime meltdown of 2007 to 2009, which was engineered, by the way. I've talked about that. That it's not possible for that to have happened on accident. That would be like saying, you know what? I walked into the kitchen and I just kind of grabbed some things randomly, threw them in a bowl, and suddenly made an apple pie. It was crazy. Somehow it made it in the oven for just the right amount of time at just the right temperature. And look at that. It's an apple pie. Perfectly made. It wasn't an accident. I'll give you one example. I won't go back to that. But the final nail in the coffin was the change from gap accounting to mark-to-market accounting. Why was that important? Because as the toxicity of mortgage-backed securities was about to rear its ugly head, that change took place, the mark-to-market accounting change. We have never heard of such a thing before or after. These are the bad suggestions suggested by the suggestibilists at the Group of 30, another one of these group of world leaders that Murray Strong gives a nod to, so to speak. So the Group of 30, the G30, is that international economic coterie suggesting, or cabal, or cartel, as G. Edward Griffin might say, of folks making suggestions to the IMF member community, the G20, and then trickle down from there. You got to go along to get along if you want to play in the credit monopoly. So the Group of 30 suggested the mark-to-market accounting change, just as the toxicity of the mortgage-backed security problem was really coming to light. And so we switch from gap to mark-to-market accounting as the market is starting to get volatile because of the toxicity of mortgage-backed securities is coming to full light. And so mark-to-market accounting is great as long as the market's going up. What happens when it goes down? See, you mark to whatever the market value of that asset class is. And as the market goes up, that's great. You're marking up. It's an inflated value going up. Your assets might not be worth more, but you know what? The market's going up, so you mark your class up to whatever the market is doing. Great when the market goes up. What about when it comes down? Well, that's what happened. We switched to mark-to-market, and then Lehman collapsed. Mortgage-backed securities went to 6 cents on the dollar, and the market had to mark down the everyone everywhere that had mortgage-backed securities had to mark that asset class down to the market, 6 cents on the dollar. Which is why, and then virtually immediately we switch back to gap. Haven't heard anything about mark-to-market before or since. Why not? Interesting, eh? It's one of those accidentally on purpose kinds of moments. And so the bigger question, I think, is why would we listen to people that make those kinds of dumb suggestions? These alleged experts, either they're really stupid or they're diabolical. Either way, we shouldn't be listening to them. Same thing with these goofballs like Maurice Strong at places like Club of Rome. So that was catastrophic. According to the SEC, $25 trillion in liquidity evaporated virtually overnight, $10 trillion in the U.S. alone. Because of that, because as a result of that change from mark to market to mark to market from gap accounting. And then we switch back. But there was a a succession of things that happened prior to that, obviously, that led up to that. Easy Money, Allen, the proliferation, the reworking of the Community Reinvestment Act. You know, we heard that everyone deserves a home. It's a right of the American personhood. It's part of the American dream. So we re-engineered the Community Reinvestment Act, did away with Glass-Steagall, so that now you can pollute savings accounts and retirement accounts with these toxic mortgage-backed securities. And on the story goes. Collateralizing, changing the regulatory environment in the mortgage industry so that people that shouldn't be borrowing to finance houses could be, and on and on. It was a succession of things that created a house of cards that was designed to collapse. So, and folks like Brooksley Bourne knew. You know, Brooksley Bourne was the lady who wrote a letter to Alan Greenspan himself and said, this is not going to go well. And she was dismissed or she got the brush for that letter. And then years later, and that was long before things got really bad, I think nearly 10 years before it actually collapsed. Peter McCormick wrote an article on his blog back in 2009, I think, titled Brooksley Bourne and Alan Greenspan, The Warning That Was Ignored by the Banksters and the Fraudsters. And he wrote, I've just watched the PBS Frontline documentary called The Warning, and its revelation is ugly. Once again, pulling the mask off the boys club in Washington and Wall Street, and the hypocrisy is staggering, but as always, utterly predictable. By the way, much of this, if not all of it, is under the Clinton administration. By 2007, the derivatives market had expanded to $595 trillion. Yes, $595 trillion. Twice what I made last year, a creaking time bomb. It's a joke, obviously. The films about one woman, Brooksley Bourne, and her agency, who saw the disaster of certain derivatives, the OTC derivatives, and warned the wizard, so-called Alan Greenspan, and his guys, Reuben Summers, and again, it's the Group of 30, only to be shut down and shut out. So later, after the disaster, because timing is everything, as I've said before, Brooksley Bourne becomes the poster child of reform. They used her as the poster child of reform. See, she warned us, and now we have to, now that the crime has been committed, now we have to burn the bridge, and now we need regulatory reform. Only it's not to do away with the problems that were created that caused the ultimate collapse of the market. No, no. Now the reforms are those spoken of by folks like Joan Vion, talking about how we need to bump regulatory control up the global ladder until we get to...
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back.
A video camera converts the picture into a television signal.
You know, maybe I should apologize for kind of jumping around, but it all kind of fits together. It's interesting. During the break, I got a message from Patrick Wood talking about his new activist training program. And I know that's a thing that people ask about. What do we do? And, you know, speaking of that, before I even do that, though, I should mention the activist training. He mentions the activist training. I'll post a link in the chat area to that. He says, a new thing I'm working on is activist training, which people have been asking for a long time. This would be worth talking about as well. So I'm talking about it. And as I said, I just got that message from him. Solutions, activist training classes forming now. And this is the special note on the page. Class number one was a resounding success, and our students have given rave reviews. We are now forming our second class with a limit of 40 students. Read below carefully so you know what to expect and then purchase your ticket. Class two will start Tuesday, September 19th and run for four consecutive weeks. Over at Technocracy News. And so, as I said, I'll post a link to that in the chat area. So, this is all connected. Technocracy is kind of a centerpiece to all of these discussions. Why implode the global economy? Not just for control, not just to bump control of not only the United States economic regulatory environment up to a global level, up to Basel, so to speak, a nod to Carol Quigley's Tragedy and Hope, the apex of the system, Basel, Switzerland. Not just to bump economic control up to that level, but because of the technocratic shift. Remember, as you look at what's happening, the concept of, well, Jeremy Rifkin's book is, to me, the best. It's the most emblematic illustration of the concept of the technocrats' new international economic order, which is resource based. Jeremy Rifkin's book, The Zero Marginal Cost Society, The Internet of Things, The Collaborative Commons, and The Eclipse of Capitalism. The Total Eclipse of Capitalism. In fact, we ought to play that. Maybe we'll play that video, because I keep talking about that. And it sounds like I'm jumping around, but it's really not. It's all from the fires to the collapse in 07 to 09 to Jeremy Rifkin's book. It's all the same subject. Hopefully that makes sense. But again, I digress. I don't want to get too far off track. And I'm hoping that Patrick Wood will come on the broadcast again very soon. I asked him about the subject of mitigation and conservation banking or offset banking. He says that he understands the concept, obviously, because it really kind of is, again, kind of an offshoot of this technocratic agenda. Resource-based economy, not a capital-based economy, but hasn't done any recent research on the use of it. So hopefully maybe we can talk about that, especially with the forest fire issue in view. And it's interesting, you look at mitigation, conservation banking, it's just a way, again, I mean, it's like the carbon credit nonsense, carbon sequestration. But wait, Maurice Strong said we need to get to zero carbon emissions. That's the only way to save humanity. More shenanigans, more hijinks. But I digress. Stick around. I'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Welcome back. Bottom of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Friday, September 8th, 2017. A couple of things real quick, and then we'll go back to the phones. Go to the phones, I should say. So the fire that I was thinking of, I couldn't recall that was human started. These fires that we hear about, the Eagle Creek fire, all of the mainstream press is talking about the Eagle Creek fire in the Columbia River Gorge area in Oregon. It's a big fire, not to downplay it at all, 33-plus thousand acres, only 7% contained. And apparently believed to have been started by a teenager playing with fireworks, as I was saying earlier. And that's obviously horrific and tragic. But the point was that we don't hear about these lightning-caused fires. We're led to believe, as subtly as possible, that probably most of these 1,500-plus wildfires are probably human-caused, which is not the case. They're overwhelmingly lightning-caused. The overwhelming majority of them are lightning-caused. So that's interesting. I want to just get back to the Maurice Strong issue real quick, what Maurice Strong said. And one of the things I'll have to come back to that I wanted to mention today, too, was a site that I stumbled upon accidentally yesterday called Quantum Run, which is really awful. And maybe I'll just post links to that real quick in the chat area, and you can explore, and I'll come back to that later. A link to the site and a link to the YouTube channel. I'll just post those two links in the chat area. But just to give you an example, on the YouTube channel, here are some of the video titles: Human Evolution into Computers by 2070. Military Lasers to End Wars as We Know It. Thought Reading Machines to Convict Criminals. When Generation X Takes Over Politics. Yikes, that might be the scariest title of all. Just kidding. When Millennials Take Over Politics. Same thing. Anyway, these are some of the titles. It's a very disturbing site and YouTube channel, so there's that in the chat area. So what did Maurice Strong say? Again, back to Neil Reynolds' article real quick. The operative quote from Maurice Strong's Facing Down Armageddon, Environment at a Crossroads, back in 2009 in the World Policy Journal. I mean, who comes up with this stuff, World Policy Journal? Here's the quote. Successful management of today's traumatic processes of change. Do you see why I'm talking about the fires and the floods the way I am? Especially when Tesla was acknowledged as the master of lightning, and the scientific and technological hacks of today have hijacked his technology. Successful management of today's traumatic processes of change will not be easy to achieve. Successful management of today's traumatic processes of change will not be easy to achieve. We want to manage. You know, that reminds me of the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, Centers for Disease Control. Oh, yeah, and prevention. We want to control disease. Oh, yeah, and prevent it. Goes back to the eugenicist grand dream of the turn of the 20th century, using government organizations for eugenics purposes, but I digress. And I saw a brochure on a suicide, not prevention network, but suicide. We want to reduce suicide. What? Not prevent? These concepts are mind-blowing. Successful management of today's traumatic processes of change will not be easy to achieve, Maurice Strong wrote. Our concepts of ballot box democracy may need to be modified to produce strong governments capable of making difficult decisions, particularly in terms of safeguarding the global environment that this transition will require and whose results are often not immediately apparent. So said Maurice Strong, or so wrote Maurice Strong back in 2009. This is not good. Obviously, I think anyone with any sense can see that this is not good. Now, let me just point your attention to one other resource, and we'll go to the phones. I want to I'll post this in the Road Warrior Radio chat area, roadwarriorradio.chattango.com, like the other stuff. It's a post from 2008 over at the website titled earthemperor.com. Earth.com. One man, one dream, to be the first Earth Emperor. And it's obviously it's a cheeky little tongue-in-cheek kind of a thing. But I'll post that in the chat area. Oops, that didn't work. How about that? But this post has a number of quotes from the First Global Revolution by the Council of the Club of Rome and Quigley's Anglo-American Establishment. And so the reason that I mention this is, speaking of Maurice Strong, he's mentioned in there. And so I believe it was this post or the Earth Emperor, the Plan 3.0 post. How do you become the Earth Emperor? Like Carol Quigley wrote in Tragedy and Hope, I should look for the exact quote, and I will. We'll come back to that perhaps. But you create these groups, and you smith your talking points in secret within your group, and then you roll them out to the world. And these bad guys, these old school bad guys, use their tax-exempt foundation status to obviously grow these empires of social change, social engineering, psychological manipulation, and they are hiring people as minions. It's awful what's happening in these think tanks to smith talking points to subvert and subjugate their fellow man, essentially, because they get crumbs from these old school bad guys to do it. So they smith these Bernaysian talking points to convince people that bad is good and wrong is right, and so forth, to which I say, read Isaiah 5. So let's go to the phones real quick and grab Lark in Texas. Lark, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, Chris. I've decided I've got a quote, which is abridged, of course, for the third installment of my trilogy to be entitled Technoslavery. And that quote is, "We have met the frenemy, and he is us."
Yeah.
Now, of late, I have been listening to the ongoing conference series that was organized by G. Edward Griffin, entitled Global Warming, An Inconvenient Lie. And I posted a link to it in your chat room. But Mr. Griffin is talking about collectivism. And we have a former meeting planner of Google talking about I don't know what. Then we have Patrick Wood talking about technocracy. And then we had Lord Monckton and some other Brit-sounding chap providing some good information regarding science. But the reason I tuned in to watch this series, which is still in progress, realityzone.com, Freedom Force International, G. Edward Griffin, again, Global Warming, An Inconvenient Lie, was to hear a man named Jim Lee, because see, he answers your question for you. You know, are these man-made events? Are they caused by man? Lightning, the forest fires. You know, there is very good evidence that these events down in Houston and now in Florida. I spoke to a friend of mine last night for an hour and a half about what he was experiencing there in South Florida. But Jim Lee ties it all together. ClimateViewer.com or .org. ClimateViewer.com.org. This is all man cost, these weather events. And, you know, I'll withhold a comment today about Maurice Strong, but of course I despise that son of a bitch. And I'm glad he's gone from this mortal coil. But, yeah, It's all the U.S. military and their contractors. We have met the frenemy, and he is us.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. military, just like the corporation, is socialism in action. We can read about socialism very clearly in Ludwig von Mises' masterwork entitled Human Action. He speaks of collectivism. He speaks of corporativism, as he styled it. But he also speaks of something called syndicalism. Syndicalism is what unites the left and the right, the capitalist and the communist. In fact, if you have any dialogue with Mr. Wood, perhaps you can ask him about a website and him and his son, a membership site entitled Left Right Unite. Probably you can find it at archive.org. LeftRightUnite.org. And I mean, what was he? What was his purpose for creating that site to unite the left and the right, for instance? But yeah, I remember Nikki Rapana was invited to join that by Patrick Wood himself, and she encouraged some of her readers to do that, and so I did. And I went in there, and it was quickly dominated a bunch of crazies from the World Futurist Society and like-minded groups. And so after a time, I mean, I don't think I posted anything except to defend Nikki a couple of times, and anonymously so. But after a while, I got disgusted, she got disgusted, and I don't think the site lasted over a year before it was finally taken down. But yeah, Jim Lee, climate viewer, he answers the question. What's tying these threads all together? Well, it's our own people that are attacking us from within, our own people, because they're compartmentalized. The left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing.
Right.
They take orders. They do what the hell they're told. They do as they've been enculturated to do, indoctrinated to do. And so I don't want to take up too much of your time, but yeah, these kind of things anger me. And particularly web conferences like Global Warming and Inconvenient Lie, because nobody's mentioning the enemy. Nobody. The collectivists are the enemy. Are you following my thread?
Absolutely, and I appreciate your scrutiny, as always. I mean, we all need to have that kind of a discerning eye. And your unabashed scrutiny that you apply to everyone, I think definitely me and even yourself. I mean, I feel the same way. I question all of these things. What was the latest? Robert David Steele was one of the things that I saw recently, someone, you know, the controversy surrounding him. Anyway, yeah, I am following, and I what's that?
Yeah, it might be a good idea not to trust celebrity patriots.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, Chris.
You bet. Thank you, Lark. And to that, I would perhaps only add, to know who's who in the zoo is very helpful, obviously. But you know, information comes from a variety of sources. To know if someone, for example, has nefarious ends in mind, advancing a certain narrative, really, you know, I think if I don't want to put words in your mouth, Lark, but the point of mentioning, for example, leftrightunite.org is that this is what we see happening anyway. There, the ends of the spectrum are being referred to as extreme or extremist, and we're being not herded, but kind of, I suppose, herded in cattle chute fashion into a narrower and narrower chute. The ends of the spectrum are going away. They're being considered extremist. And you have groups like the Institute for Strategic Dialogue leading the Strong Cities Network, for example, that are ostensibly combating extremism, herding us all into this one-button assumptive tyranny society. That's the way I'd put it anyway. We're headed into a break. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This Friday, September 8th, 2017. So what Lark was referring to, asking if I was following, I would liken to the go along to get along line commonly heard in political circles, celebrity patriots, as Lark so eloquently put it, or the co-opted conscripted wolves in sheep's clothing they all too often become, more properly. And political circles often say this. They say, well, he or she is close on his or her platform. I mean, come on. He or she has 9 out of 10 planks right. You know, we agree with all these planks except for this one or these two or these three. These pivotal, what I would call salvation issues, so to speak, for lack of a better term. And so people get co-opted and conscripted to go along and get along. And this is how everyone gets folded into the middle. And it's just those 1 or 2 degrees of difference that it takes over a Fabian course of time to bend us 180 degrees in the opposite direction. As Jefferson put it, a departure from principle in one instance becomes a precedent for a second, that second for a third, and so on, until the bulk of society is reduced to mere automatons of misery with sensibilities left only for sinning and suffering. That would be my remark to that. And people get upset with me in private life when I say, no, we can't do that. People say, pick your battles. Well, every battle is a battle to pick. Because a departure from principle in one instance becomes a precedent for a second, that second for a third. So I don't want to put words in Lark's mouth, but I think that's what he's saying, and we all need to be vigilant always. Eternal vigilance, remember? Andrew Jackson said it. Let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Paul in New Jersey. Paul, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hello, Chris.
Hey, Paul.
Chris, listen, concerning some of the damage in, Houston, one should remember that when one is a child, one of the first books you read is The Three Little Pigs, you know?
Right.
And remember in that story how the two pigs who built the houses out of sticks and straw, they made fun of the one making one out of bricks. Now look at Houston. Houston has one of the, you know, of all cities in the United States, has the fewest zoning regulations and is a very laissez-faire capitalist, you know, city. So you really can't blame this on socialism. I would argue for stronger building codes throughout much of the South and anybody who lives near a tornado alley. Is that it?
Well, yeah, we're coming to the end. Yeah.
All right. Well, hopefully I'll be able to call next Monday, but I wanted to go on the topic of shoddy construction and that we see this cycle of damage in American, building, and that I don't believe in natural disasters. I believe in engineering mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right, and I'll discuss this hopefully Monday, all right?
Absolutely. I look forward to it. Thanks for your call, Paul. And it's a provocative observation. And so I would ask the question, from whence? You know, from whence? And again, have we forgotten history? That'll do it for today. I hope you have a great weekend. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care, God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.